You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has also discussed potential changes to how sick leave is allocated, scaling sick leave days with the amount of hours a person works. While this wouldn't affect the 10 days available to full-time workers, it could see part-time workers with reduced access to sick leave. This has raised some concerns around disproportionate outcomes for women and students, two groups that tend to be employed in more part-time positions. I spoke to professional teaching fellow at the University of Auckland, Simon Schofield, about the proposed sick leave changes and how they could disproportionately affect some demographics. So the government has been proposing some changes to how sick leave is handled in the workplace. What are the proposed changes and how would they differ from the current system?
So the proposed changes are to pro-rata sick leave. So, for instance, if you're working part-time, that you would be entitled to sick leave based on the amount of hours that you work. So, for instance, if you're working 30 out of 40 hours, then that will result in a reduced entitlement from the normal 10 days sick leave entitlement that we have now.
Yeah, and it's been said that since part-time workers are working less, they'll need less sick time days than full-time employees. How does this work in practice?
Well, this is challenging, right, because part-time employees fill a variety of roles. What I mean by that is that you can have a part-time employee that only works 3 days, but three hours every day of the week, right? So they work seven days, but they only work 3 hours every day. And therefore, you've got a part-time employee because they're working 21 hours a week. So, you know, some of that is taken into account in the calculations of how sick leave is already calculated. What the government's proposing is slightly different in the sense that you are just not entitled to as much sick leave as a full-time employee.
Yeah, and so if we're thinking about the demographics that will be primarily affected by these changes, you mentioned groups that might be working shorter hours across every day of the week. What are some of the other demographics that could be affected if these changes go through?
Yes, so obviously, and I think this is where your question is driving at, is that women. Women and students are going to be primarily affected, and that's because they're more likely to be working part-time positions rather than full-time positions. And that has a flow-on effect. So one of the other challenges with this change is that caring responsibilities, as much as we would like men to take on those responsibilities, one of the challenges is that at a society level, women are still doing the majority of caring after children and elderly.
We saw the sick leave days changed from 5 days to 10 days under the previous Labor government around the COVID-19 pandemic to account for people maybe needing to take more sick time off. Is the 10 days appropriate for everyone or should there be more or less?
Look, I think it's useful to compare ourselves with Australia on this issue. So Australia does have 10 days sick leave, but they also have what's called unpaid carer's leave. And this allows for employees to take some time off to look after children or the elderly, dependents, and that may serve as a useful framework moving forward. And I say that because the assumption is with our current sick leave regime that it all needs to be paid. And just having the right for employees to apply for unpaid carer's leave may be useful to ensure that obviously children are looked after and the elderly are looked after.
Yeah. So what kind of changes would you advocate for if you were in that position of governance, or if you were advising on this sort of issue? What kind of changes to the sick leave system, or would you leave it as it currently is?
Look, businesses have articulated their concern about the increase from 5 to 10 sick leave days. So clearly there's a concern there. I just think that if we're going to adopt the Australian system, certainly in respect of holidays generally and accrual, we would be wise to enable carers leave, and it's certainly unpaid carers leave, as a solution to the government's idea of having sick leave prorated, because that will ease the effect of these changes on those marginalised groups without costing the government a thing.
That was Professional Teaching Fellow at the University of Auckland, Simon Schofield, speaking about the proposed sick leave changes and how they could disproportionately affect some demographics.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.